I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote, and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Hello, I'm Kathy Connect, asking you to re-elect my husband, Ron Connect, as Nevada Comptroller. Ron cut spending 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury while improving services. He led the fight against the commerce tax. Ron wants to be re-elected to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity our parents' generation left for us. Thank you for listening, and please re-elect Ron Connect as Nevada Comptroller.
Paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And it's Friday! It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. I love Fridays because we get to talk to my buddy Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. Big new facility, which I think is great. And family-owned business is just booming. I just love it. I love to see successful people get more successful. Rico Aller joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Rico, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
I don't know why I'm fired up. I think I'm always fired up when we have you on.
Well, you know what? It's fun talking to you, I'll tell you. It's always encouraging to talk to somebody with good sense because there are so few people in the world who do have it.
Oh, I know. The president, in the midst of this 6-day, 11-rally trip, I think he may add a trip or two for Sunday and Monday. I got a sneaking suspicion he may go to 2 and 3 rallies a day and kind of do campaign mode. What do you think of the president doing these rallies? I love him. I think he's at his best.
I think it's awesome, and I think it's really, really helpful to us and to our cause and our candidates. I'm pleased to see that he is in West Virginia and campaigning in that state, which. You know, a lot of the pundits said because Manchin voted for Kavanaugh that he would probably kind of lay off Manchin. I hope he made the offer to Manchin that he would help him if he'd switch parties, but I don't think that happened.
No, somehow I don't think. But he's going to be at the 1 o'clock Pacific time. He's going to be at the Huntington Tri-State Airport. These airport rallies, I don't know if you've ever seen these things, Rico, but they pull Air Force One right behind the stage. And it is the backdrop as the president speaks. You want to talk about awe-inspiring. There's something special about Air Force One.
Yeah, that is awesome. I got to go on Air Force One when George Bush was president once. And I'm telling you, it is, it's really, really impressive and cool. And it's so validating of our position in the world.
Did you get to ride on Air Force One or just a tour?
No, I got to go on Air Force One while it was parked and there was nobody there but Secret Service.
Wow.
But I did get to go in. It was pretty neat. I got to go on a number of airplanes that were pretty secret planes, you know, the Blackbird and things like that. I got to do tours of, which was really awesome. Talk to the pilots and, you know, they have planes that They have planes that land at the Air Force base in out of Wheatland, California, where the pilots cannot even see the runway as they land. They have these Mustangs or super fast cars that drive beside it, and they follow those cars, and that's how they land. They can't even see where they land; they just get directed by radio what to do.
Boy, that's an act of faith. That's an act of faith. You're putting your life on the line, and you're doing it with a bunch of cars.
Yeah, and your life is in the hands of Ford Motor Company, you know, which is better than GM.
Hope the car wasn't built on a Monday. What the hell? Again, the president is out on the stump, and we're down to 4 days and counting to the election. Give me your sense of what you're hearing from people in Northern Nevada. It used to be Northern Nevada was a slam dunk. Don't worry about it. Washoe County, it's as Republican as it gets. Now we're finding out that at least some of the early voting numbers are getting close to what the Republicans are doing.
Yeah, you know, Nevada's unfortunately is changing and becoming more Californiaized, and I find that really disturbing. You know, I'm from California, but I left California to get away from that socialist state, and then it seems like a lot of Californians that are coming here are not the kind we want, and I'm sad for that. But you know, it's our job to convert them and do everything we can to persuade them to think right and to vote right, and we're doing our best. I think we're in better shape than we're hearing in the media. I think we're gonna. I don't know if we hold the House. It's gonna be very, very, very close. It seems to me by what I've seen in terms of polling numbers that I've seen myself. It looks really, really close. I think Dean Heller is gonna win. By the way.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think he's gonna win by two or three points. That's my guess.
Wow.
From what I've seen.
He
finally pulled up.
Any feel for the Sisolak-Laxalt gubernatorial race?
No feel for that. I haven't seen any numbers. All the only numbers I've seen there are numbers that are readily available to the public, and I don't. As I said before, polling numbers are most of the ones you see in public. Well, not most of them, but a lot of them are designed not to inform, but to motivate. They're designed to persuade people to vote in a certain way, to discourage certain voters or encourage others, rather than to really give a snapshot of what's really going on. You know, there's a reason that the media now is making such a fuss about what Trump has done with respect to the caravan and the and his birthright citizenship issue. It's because it works. They hate it because it works, and they know that that is what really spins making people want to vote. And it's something that's really negative for them. So they're very much decrying that right now as being just very, very unkind and horrible. And the 14th Amendment is being trashed. It is not, but in any case, that's what they're saying.
Do you believe the president, by executive order, can end birthright citizenship?
Well, the thing is that birthright citizenship is not a constitutional right. It isn't. It's the way it has been viewed for generations, because it was principally because it was good for America for a long period of time in our history to be able to do that. But that's not what the 14th Amendment is about. I don't know that he can do it through executive order. I'd have to do some real study in terms of the constitutional status, and I don't think he can, personally. I don't think he can, but I'd have to dig in a little deeper. I think it's going to have to be done by the legislature.
Is this something, though, that the Supreme Court could ultimately rule on?
And again,
certainly, that might be a year down the road, 2 years down the road.
Yeah, if the Supreme Court were to take the view that I take of the 14th Amendment, it's a slam dunk. Birthright citizenship doesn't exist. It's not a fundamental right, and it's not a part of the 14th Amendment.
What about and I don't know whether you've seen this ad, this digital ad that the president's campaign put together, and it involves an illegal alien who killed two cops. And who in the courtroom said, "I wish I could have killed more," and it essentially says Democrats, you know, let him into the country, let him stay, you know, and it's a very, very powerful ad, but a lot of people are criticizing the president that it's inflammatory. I mean, I think that topic is inflammatory, is it not?
Of course it's inflammatory. You know, somebody putting a gun to your head is inflammatory. Someone saying they're going to kill you is inflammatory. Someone harming your family is inflammatory. Bringing that out is a perfectly legitimate and right thing to do, and I completely support the president in doing it.
Again, Rico Waller joining us. More with Rico from Northern Nevada.
Hey, don't say that California
I know,
word.
I know.
You get it right, buddy.
I know. Sorry about that. Freudian slip. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Rico Waller from Carson Insulation. And my name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now. Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
The Moving Wall, the traveling Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, will be in Las Vegas Thursday, November 1st through Sunday the 4th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. The 3,400-foot half-size replica is open to the public and free of charge. Join dignitaries and Vietnam groups 11:45 Friday and 11:45 Saturday, a full turkey luncheon served to all veterans from all wars in service. I'm Jacob Jimerson on behalf of the Jimerson Law Firm, sponsor for this war memorial, inviting you to the memorial site 500 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to the Nevada Supreme Court building.
My fellow Nevadans, the annual fiscal burden on Nevada taxpayers caused by illegal immigrants is more than $630 million a year. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Attorney General. As your Attorney General, I will direct Nevada law enforcement agencies to report all illegal immigrants they encounter to ICE, and I'll vigorously prosecute any who commit violent crimes. Nevada must not become a sanctuary state. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Adam Laxalt promised he would defend our gun rights, but he lied. Adam Laxalt just came in support of red flag gun laws like they have in California that allow a social worker or an ex-wife to take away your guns without being convicted of a crime. Good luck getting your guns back from a liberal judge. Call Adam Laxalt and tell him to keep his hands off our guns. Adam Laxalt, just another rhino.
Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Rico Waller joining us from Carson Insulation. And by the way, you got a new location and a brand new building, which I understand looks just great.
It's pretty awesome. It's right now I look like a snowman because I've been spraying paint. My boots are white. My pants are white. My shirt's white.
You're supposed to get the paint on what you're painting, not on you.
Well,
didn't you know how that's supposed to work?
I did get more on that than I did on me, but I got plenty on me.
Oh my God.
I'm looking pretty Santa Clausy.
Now, by the way, the folks that are driving to your old location, where are they going now?
They just want to keep coming up the road 2 miles, almost exactly 2 miles on the right. When you come into Mound House, you'll see the giant blue building. It used to be the Blue Mountain Steel building, and we're in that building now. We bought that building, and that's where we are. And we're right now painting doors and doing all kinds of trim work. And getting it all ready to move into.
But you're open for business, am I right?
Radio. I'm sorry?
But you're open for business, am I right?
Yes, I'm open for business.
Whoops, I just... are you?
Did we lose you?
Yeah, nope, you're back. You're back. And the question was, are you guys are open for business, though, right?
Oh, we're open for business. Matter of fact, we had the biggest month in October we've ever had here.
Oh, I think that's so wonderful.
Biggest month ever.
But Mound House, but just right up 50 Highway East, right?
Highway 50 East, just head out of Carson City like you're going to Dayton, and we're on the right. You go under the railroad grade at the old B&T Railroad, and we'll be on your right almost immediately in big blue building.
And you've always
a big building.
And you've always got a hot fresh pot of coffee on, right?
The coffee's always on. Come on, stop by and visit with us. We'd love to see you.
I love that. Okay, I want to ask you, and I'll give you as much time as you want on this one. A lot of people are poo-pooing this election. Either they have to hold their nose for one candidate or another. But the fact is they say, well, Trump's not on the ballot. It's not that big. It's a midterm election. There'll be another election in 2 years. That'll be the big one. And they're kind of poo-pooing this one. Can you tell me why this is an important election for all of Nevada?
If you want to get things done at the federal level and the state level, you got to elect good people now. If you're a Trump supporter and you want to see Trump's agenda promoted, you've got to give him the tools that he needs. It's like taking away his tools when you don't have Republican legislature. He doesn't have what he needs to get the job done. So it's vitally important that people vote. If you want to use the term hold your nose, well, then hold your nose. I don't view it that way. I think you never elect someone, or rarely elect someone who's exactly what you want. So it's just perfect. Because people aren't perfect. People are all imperfect. And, for example, I already have voted, and I voted for Dean Heller. Dean Heller was certainly not my choice for our Republican candidate, but he's the one we got. And the choice is really, really clear. And I voted for Dean Heller. And we need to all do that. You know, do what your civic duty is, and your duty is to vote. People have died for our freedom to do this. Literally, many, many tens of thousands of Americans have died to make it possible for us to retain our freedom and to vote in free elections. And to not vote is shameful. In my view, it's just shameful.
I want to ask you about the caravan that's headed north and the thought of using lethal force. The president hinted at and almost came out and said that if this caravan starts throwing rocks at federal troops, that they will be emboldened to respond with lethal force. Does that sound fair to you? Is there... You know, can they tase them instead? Is there something other than lethal force we can use against the rock throwing crowd of caravan goers?
Well, what Trump said was that the military was going to view the throwing of rocks at the military as if they had guns, and he's absolutely right. I am completely in favor of that. And pick out every 10th adult man and shoot him dead if they break through our border, and put a stop to this. This is ridiculous. This is an invasion. This is no different than a military invasion. It's contrary to our law. It's invading ours. It's like somebody breaking into your house. You know what? Somebody breaks into my house, their life is in real danger. They're not going to do that and get away with it if I am able-bodied. And I think what Trump's doing is completely right. And I think American people support him overwhelmingly. They're sick of this.
Let me ask you, there are people on the left claiming that folks that are saying what you and I are saying is nothing more than fear-mongering. Is this fear-mongering? Are we just looking for an issue, or is this a serious threat to our sovereign borders?
This is a threat to our entire way of life, to Western civilization. Look what Europe has done with these same things. Europe has just kowtowed and given into it. I think with the exception of Poland, every nation in Europe pretty much has given in to this. And look what's happened to them. They have areas in their countries where natives can't even go any longer because it's unsafe. The police won't even go to places in France. Are you kidding me? And we want to emulate that? No, we're going to be Americans. We're going to behave like Americans, and we're going to defend our border.
I just love the way you say it. And will the president help or hurt in these final days? 11 rallies in 6 days. I think there could be 12 or maybe 13 rallies before we're all done. Is the president going to be a plus or a minus in this midterm in the final 3 or 4 days?
Well, if you're a Democrat, he's a negative. If you're a Republican, he's a plus. I think he's going to help us a great deal. You know what? He's done a great job. You know, I have objections to some of the things Donald Trump does. He offends me sometimes. I find him crass. I find him objectionable sometimes in things that he does. But we didn't hire a pastor. We didn't elect a pastor. We elected a general. And he's behaving like a general. And he's doing a great job. And I'm completely in support of him. And I hope that he gets up and campaigns for every candidate that's on the bubble so that we can win as many races as possible. And I think he's going to help us a lot.
Hey, Rico, in our final 30 seconds, look in the crystal ball. What do you think is going to happen Tuesday? What will we be talking about Tuesday night and Wednesday morning?
Well, I know I'm fairly certain we'll be talking about how we have gained 4 seats in the U.S. Senate. I think we'll be, if I had to bet money, I'd say we lose the House by 2 or 3. There's so many close races that can just a little bit of a uptick can change, 10 races and have them go our way. If they do, we retain the House. So I don't know, but boy, it sure is vitally important people get out and vote, especially if you're in Southern Nevada, vote for Danny Tarkanian, get out there and vote for him. Call your friends, and if they're going to vote Democrat, persuade them to come over and have tea and not vote. And if they are going to vote, get them out.
I love that. I just love that about you. Rico, thanks, my friend. We will do it again. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll talk to you later.
All right. There he is, Rico Waller from Carson Insulation, Mound House. Yeah. Oh, my God. Stick around. My favorite part of the show, by the way, is coming up next. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you get a chance to tell us what direction you want to take the show in. You dictate the topic material. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Friday. It is my favorite part of the show. It's the part of the show where we get to talk to you about anything on your mind. There's a midterm election coming up 4 days from now, and a lot of people, there are people that are scared to death that the Democrats are going to win control of the House and they are going to create gridlock big time. Investigations, subpoenaing the president's tax returns. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And then you listen to Democrat candidates, and they're like, there's going to be a new sheriff in town. And it's going to be Nancy Pelosi. Boy, isn't that something to look forward to? Let's get to your phone calls. Our lines have been jammed. I will tell you for future reference, the smart folks, you know what they do during the news, during the break? They jump on the phone then, and they hold through the break. That way, they're first out of the gate. For instance, Murray, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Murray?
Well, good morning, Kevin. I just want to know if you can answer me a question. Why do you think this paradox exists that Democrats cannot extrapolate mentally, that porous borders can lead to a beautiful girl's death on a pier in California? I mean, does Nancy Pelosi have to have one of her own granddaughters lying in a pool of blood before it hits home?
Two words.
Am I missing something here? Can you help me out?
Two words, Murray. Collateral damage. If the ultimate goal is to create an entire generation of Democrat voters by creating an open border situation, then that's it. If Kate Steinle has to die, then Kate Steinle has to die. And they don't. And I'm going to be honest with you.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah. No. It's to them. It's collateral damage. It's simply collateral damage.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that's how sad it is. That's,
Oh, that is sad. You know what else is sad? Healthcare. I checked on that gold plan. It's still $750 a month. I checked on the silver plan, $440 a month. This man can't afford that health insurance.
Yeah. Well, that's why you need to call my buddy, Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group, because they've got plans that are a lot less and that have good coverage. And, the Obamacare people won't tell you about that stuff. Hey, I'm glad you called them, Murray. Thank you, man. No. Call. I'm serious. Call Paul Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. Because, and by the way, yesterday was the first day of open enrollment on Obamacare. Isn't that wild? It's already here. Tell you what, let's go to John. John, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, thank you so much for taking my call. You're the first person that's let me talk about this. About a year ago, September 23rd, 2017, a man named Scott Clark discovered the sign of Revelation in the sky using some software. The patterns of the stars matched up as described as in Revelations. So some of us think we're in the signs of Revelations, and I'm just wondering why that's not making headlines around the world. It's just kind of confusing me on that issue.
I will tell you why, I think. And I think the world is becoming much less religious. Now,
you
whether
got that right.
Whether it's just organized religion, young people, not just millennials, but people in general, I think they're just not as religious. They don't go to church. They don't align with a church than ever before. And maybe, hey, you know what? Maybe whether you believe or don't believe in Revelations. I think that's bad for our society. I think the fact is that we need, you know, in fact, our schools, when we took God out of our schools, I think that was a bad thing for America. I think when we took God out of our society and, you know, we're just coming upon Christmas season, you know, after Thanksgiving. And that, of course, means City Hall can't have a nativity scene. God forbid we should have any mention of God anywhere near. Maybe it's that lack of God that is just one reason why we're so screwed up and the discourse is so foul. Maybe we need more God in our society, not less God. No, it's really weird. Tell you what, it's due. It's been a while since we heard from Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead, my friend.
Do you mind if an old soldier out of Patton's division tell you how to deal with this caravan?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, You start running, it's real cheap, cantina wire, and you electrify it. And you kind of hedge it on the Mexican side. Well, it's actually a river, a lot of the river. And that's another thing we could do is cut the water supply off. I hope the president follows through on cutting all funds off. I've got a backup plan with buses to Canada. I've already conjunctioned that. After you set up, it's called a blue gas wire, which is fire. But that's, these aren't the first echelons. I'm going in reverse order. Okay. Oh, I forgot the very first thing you do. You inform the media that if they are in the way of any of the military, paramilitary, any support of our immigration services, you will feel physically the severe, you will get a warning, move out of the way, stand back, or you will get a very physical warning.
Frank, hang on, man.
Yes.
Okay. You're talking about practical military terms. I'm talking about the optics of a mom and her baby, her infant.
I understand that. But we're being invaded, Kevin. We're becoming the patsies. The working man that pays the taxes is becoming the patsies. You've got kids. The people with kids and grandkids are the ones with skin in the game, Kevin. How many times are you going to take a sucker punch from the bully? Our enemy is from within. These people are coming up. They've got washed clothes. They're getting food. They're getting transportation all the way up. This is insulting. We're getting poked in the chest and spit in the face, Kevin.
My question, Frank, thank you. Frank's a little fired up today. My question is, why isn't the CIA... because these people are on foreign soil, so we can sick the CIA on them. Why doesn't the CIA know, and they probably do, who it is that is organizing? Who's providing buses? Who's providing pickup trucks? Who's providing food and clothing and fresh water? Who is it that is organizing this? There are reports of who it is. I mean, I've seen stories about this, but I guess my point is, if we know who this is, and they're on the verge of breaking federal immigration law, can't we arrest them? Can't we deal with them? Think about this a second. No, seriously. If we know who it is and it's against the law to help people, to aid and abet somebody who's going to break federal immigration law, then can't we deal with them legally? Can't we arrest them? Can't we throw their sorry ass in jail? Think about that. Calvin, you'll be next. All the rest of you right behind Calvin. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. You may be as fired up as Frank, and that's okay. You may agree with Frank. You may disagree with Frank. Are we being sucker punched? And do we need to fire back? And by the way, the whole notion of using lethal force against caravan members throwing rocks, they did it to the Mexican federales. Okay, and you know, it's possible they'll do it to federal U.S. federal troops, who will. And by the way, the president's talking now of between 10,000 and 15,000 federal troops. That's more than we have in Afghanistan, believe it or not. But I'm going to tell you, Homeland Security begins at home. I'll just tell you. We'll get to more of your calls. I've only got one line open. You want to seize it now? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state. raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
This is James Dean Levitt, and I am running for judge. For the past 35 years as a missionary, lawyer, regent, and candidate for judge, I have dedicated my life to helping young men and women discover their unlimited potential in becoming productive members of society and inspiring them to change and improve their lives. This is why I am running to be the next judge in Justice Court Department 1, and I am humbly asking for your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect James Dean Levitt.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Ron Connect, your Nevada controller, asking for your vote. My team cut spending by 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury, all while improving services. I led the fight against the commerce tax, promises made, promises kept. I seek your vote to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity that our parents and grandparents left us. Thanks for considering me, Ron Connect, paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.
Thanksgiving is extra special at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Again this year, Rhythm Kitchen will be open Thanksgiving Day, serving a traditional Cajun Thanksgiving dinner, including fried turkey, fried catfish, and Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous jambalaya. Plus, Cajun stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, a cold salad bar, and of course, Thanksgiving pies. It makes me hungry just thinking about it. Celebrate upstairs in the ballroom, enjoying their Thanksgiving buffet beginning at noon, or downstairs seating starts at 4. Or if you prefer to eat at home, a family-style Thanksgiving dinner is available for takeout with a minimum 24-hour pre-order. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. This year, make it a Cajun Thanksgiving at Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let me give you let me give you what the president actually said. Let's go to cut 8. This is what the president actually said in talking about using lethal force against rock-throwing caravan members. This was the president yesterday at the White House.
We will consider that the maximum that we can consider that, because they're throwing rocks viciously and violently. You saw that 3 days ago. Really hurting the military. We're not going to put up with that. They want to throw rocks at our military. Our military fights back. We're going to consider it. I told them, consider it a rifle. When they throw rocks like they did at the Mexico military and police. I say, consider it a rifle.
Now, a lot of people disagree with that. By the way, I want you to hear from David Axelrod. This is Cut 7. And he was on CNN last night. Don't know if you caught this. But the Trump, trying to portray Trump as somebody who is singularly focused on winning and will do anything to accomplish it. That sounds like the Democrats. It sounds like Chuck Schumer. Remember Chuck Schumer? Well, I'll do everything in my power to defeat Brett Kavanaugh. Remember that? And that included destroying his reputation, destroying his family. See if this sounds something like what the Democrats were trying to do to Brett Kavanaugh. This is David Axelrod. It's Cut 7 last night on CNN.
You know, we're going to have this discussion every night from now until Tuesday because the president doesn't care. He's in campaign mode. He will use any and all of the devices at his disposal to try and stoke his base up. With this fantasy Armageddon that he's been talking about, for several weeks. And we'll see if he's successful on Tuesday. But one thing I'm pretty sure of is that he's not going to wake up tomorrow and say, you know what, maybe I overdid this. Maybe I shouldn't have used the Roosevelt Room for what was a blatantly political. No, he doesn't. The only thing the president thinks is inexcusable is losing an election. Mm-hmm. Anything in service of winning is within bounds for him, and we've seen that, mm-hmm. and it's not going to change. That's who he is.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, the president on chain migration. He went off on a rant last night that was phenomenal. Let's go to Calvin. Calvin, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? I just called to put you in check. You gotta make all of us be accountable for what we do, because Frank just went off the last one you had, man. You need to step in and say, wait just a minute, Frank. I understand where you're coming from. But he went almost to the point of talking about killing our own media on the line. I mean, come on. We're better than that in America. I hope we are.
Well, all he was saying is that, you know, don't get in the line of fire.
Yeah, but, you know, you're talking about Americans now. I don't care what they do on the border. As far as I'm concerned, you know I don't care too much for Trump. I listen to you. I don't care how much you care for Trump. My thing is we got to have some common sense in this world. And my thing is Trump is doing what he can for America. There's a lot of good things he's done. There's a lot of nasty stuff he's done. But for the better part, if he's sticking with the economy and the taxes and making sure we get insurance, I don't care what he does because he's the president. If you don't like him, vote him out in the next 4 years.
There you go. Calvin, thanks, man. And Frank listens, so I'm sure he took your criticism to heart. Let's go to Mike. Mike in Las Vegas, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
I'd just like to relate that rock throwing and projectiles at people. Metro officer here in Las Vegas or any other police department, I'm sure if they had a suspect or someone and they started pitching rocks at them, I sure they would take appropriate action. And that's basically my comment.
Well, no, wait a minute. Mike, so what is how would you define appropriate action?
Well, I would say if you're getting let's take for instance the Mexican police that were getting bombarded with with rocks.
Yeah.
I think that was you can get hurt with a rock, very badly, very severely, especially if it hits you in the head. I would say they need to take appropriate action, whether it's gas or something else. But if it escalates, clubs, rocks, whatever, those are lethal weapons.
Wow, because that's there's going to be a discussion. As the caravan gets closer to our southern border, and the optics of shooting at people who are simply throwing rocks, is there is there a step, I said earlier, like tasing or tear gas to disperse the crowd? Would that be okay? We'll talk about that. Oh, I promised I'd let you hear the president on chain migration. This is cut three. The president last night, Columbia, Missouri.
I tell the story. We have a horrible incident took place on the West Side Highway a year ago where a maniac decided to kill people. So he's driving his car at a very, very high rate of speed along a park right along the beautiful Hudson River. And there's a group of people working out and running and all sorts of things. Recreation, most beautiful park along the river. And he decides to hang a right and run over many people. Eight people died. They never mention all the people that have been so horrifically injured where they lose arms and legs and everything else. They never mention. They say eight people died. What they don't tell you is that many arms lost, many legs lost. So they got him, this maniac. He'll be in court for the next 20 years, you know, fighting, claiming something with some good lawyer. But we'll get him eventually. And what happens? He is a man that through chain migration brought in his mother, his father, his uncles, his brothers, his sisters. They think it's probably 22 people came on and into this country because of this guy who killed eight people and so gravely wounded and injured so many more. It's a disgrace, and we got to change our laws, and the Democrats refuse to do it. And it's not because they don't know right from wrong. They think it's good politically for them to make us all go through hell to get those laws changed. We're going to get them changed, okay? Democrats want to spend your money and give away your resources to the benefit of everyone but the American citizens. We're changing that rapidly, if you've noticed. If you want a government that cares about you, vote Republican. If you want your children to have a country, vote Republican. You won't have a country. If you don't want America to be overrun by masses of illegal aliens and giant caravans, you better vote Republican.
I can't wait till Tuesday. I don't have the foggiest idea what's going to happen. I think Republicans will do well. Will they do well enough to keep the House? I don't know. That's why it's essential that you get out and vote. Early voting ends tonight. Make sure you early vote. Don't leave it to Tuesday. Too much can happen in our lives. Okay? Make sure you get out and vote. Want to thank our crew. Jameson, Tracy Brigida, Andrew Paul, Ashley, thanks so much. Most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. Hope you have a great weekend. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Shouldn't Nevada have a lieutenant governor who is both trustworthy and competent and at least knows what that job is about? Number one, refereeing the conflicts between the Democrats and Republicans. Number two, bringing more tourists to Nevada. Just as no one picks the referee from one of the teams, I, as a nonpartisan, will be fair and objective in breaking tie votes in the Senate. As the only lieutenant governor candidate with international experience, I know how we can double the number of tourists to Nevada.